An armed insurrection in Haiti that's claimed scores of lives over the past week has prompted an emergency meeting today in Washington aimed at ending the crisis. Secretary of State Colin Powell, who's meeting with his Canadian and Caribbean counterparts, told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee yesterday that the Bush administration backs the continued rule of Haiti's embattled president, Jean-Bertrand Aristide. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson, whose state has the most Haitians in the nation, is deeply concerned that if the United States doesn't respond quickly to the growing mayhem in Haiti, boatloads of Haitian refugees may soon be headed for Florida's shoreline.
My feeling is the administration is not doing hardly anything, and the violence in Haiti is getting out of control. And the distinct impression I've gotten is that they want regime change. They want Aristide out of there.
But Secretary of State Powell insisted yesterday to Nelson and other members of the Foreign Relations Committee that the U.S. is only interested in a democratic and constitutional solution to the turmoil in Haiti.
The policy of the administration is not regime change. President Aristide is the elected president of Haiti.
Aristide was overthrown by Haiti's military 8 months after taking power in 1991. President Bush's father was in the Oval Office at the time and did not demand that the former priest be reinstated. But with thousands of Haitians fleeing to Florida from a murderous military regime, it later became the goal of the Clinton administration to restore Aristide to power and to forcibly return Haitian refugees to their homeland. Powell recalled yesterday that in 1994, he and former President Jimmy Carter flew down to Haiti and persuaded its military rulers to leave the country as 20,000 U.S. troops landed there and restored Aristide to power.
I must say I have been disappointed in his efforts over the subsequent 10 years in building a functioning, stable democracy, but nevertheless, he is the president.
Powell readily acknowledged that a widening rebellion of street gangs once associated with Aristide has paralyzed the northern part of the Western Hemisphere's most impoverished nation.
It is a difficult situation, and I have spent a bit of time over the last 24 to 48 hours with my staff as well as with intelligence officials watching what may be going on the north coast, because what we don't want to see is an exodus of Haitians heading anywhere. At the moment, we don't see that.
But relief agencies in Haiti say the blocked roads in the north of the island nation could soon lead to widespread famine as meager food supplies there run out. Florida Senator Nelson told the Secretary of State the U.S. has no choice but to get involved in resolving the crisis.
Unless the United States actually is a convener, a leader, in trying to stop the violence and start bringing some kind of negotiated resolution, the place is going to be chaos.
But for now, at least, it appears the Bush administration prefers that other nations send peacekeepers to a land that U.S. troops abandoned years ago. Powell said that at today's meeting with nations friendly to Haiti, he plans to discuss whether they can provide that nation with what he called police support. He said nothing about sending U.S. reinforcements. That could change, though, if the upheaval in Haiti triggers another refugee exodus to Florida. The state is a key prize in next fall's presidential race, and its residents are anything but eager to absorb yet another wave of Haitians fleeing turmoil in their homeland. David Wellner, NPR News.